The Geek Cave, brought to you by Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. Gamefly, video games delivered. And GameStop, power to the players. Hey nerds, we understand you. Drop those controllers, lose the wizard hat, and ready your Cheetos. It's time for some hard-hitting talk about the movies, books, and games you love. So get ready, oh searcher of useless knowledge. It's time to step into the Geek Cave. Now, broadcasting from a top secret and totally awesome hidden base, I'm Kent Harris, and here's Darren Wright, Justin White, and Chad Savage.
Happy holidays and welcome to the annual Geek Cave podcast, Geek Gift Guide. I'm Darren.
I'm Justin.
I'm Chad.
Oh. Oh! Happy holidays, you filthy animals!
Happy birthday!
Jesus.
We're brought to you as always.
You can't prove that.
No, I can't. Probably happened in June or July. That's when most of those things would have happened, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay. Yeah.
We're brought to you by GameStop, power to the players. Shirtosaurus, digging up clothing from your past so you can look rad today. And Gamefly, video games delivered. We'll tell you about them in a little bit. But first, hey, how you guys doing?
We're doing okay. How are you, Darren?
Yeah, good.
Yeah, I'm not too shabby.
Yeah. So, everyone got their shopping done?
No.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I've finished.
Oh, yeah.
It's really easy when you just don't buy gifts for anyone.
Okay, that's fair. Well, as some of you know, and some of you are new to the show, and welcome, by the way, welcome to our 1,001st subscriber to our website, the follower Woo-hoo! At our geekcavepodcast.com, newly redesigned. And big props to Liz, our webmaster, who is basically responsible for 98% of the content on there. She works hard.
For her money.
She has cupcakes incoming, by the way.
She'll be very excited to hear that.
Yeah, we have this little running thing where if we reach certain milestones, such as if Neil Freaking Gaiman reblogs one of our posts, or
Fun
in this
fact,
case...
that's actually his middle name.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So, Geek Cave Podcast, favorite geek site of people like Neil Gaiman, Greg Wiseman, and Jimmy Fallon. You can't disprove it. They've all been there.
Yep. Yes, Liz, who does 98% of the work but gets 5% less pay. Is that how that works?
Something like that. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, none of us get paid anything, so. Does she actually owe us a nickel or something? What? But anyway, we do this every year.
This joke went south quickly. I'm backpacking. I'm backtracking.
But we do this geek gift guide every year, so you can know what to get the geek in your life. Or you can just share this episode with a family member, like, you know, your parents, who have absolutely no idea what to get you, and tell them, listen to this, maybe skip 2 minutes ahead, and then listen to this, and they can find out what they need to know.
No, they have to listen to the whole thing.
Yeah, that's fair. Okay, well, usually we go in order, so, Justin!
Comic books! So...
well, that was quick.
Yes. If you have a comic book lover in your life, buy them comic books.
There you go.
Darren, back to you. No. So the one thing I wanted to do was avoid, like, get them a Comicology gift card or get them a subscription to, you know, Marvel, whatever the hell it's called now, or, you know.
Well, one reason to avoid that is we're giving away a Comicology gift card once we're done with the comic list.
This is true.
Yeah, so.
But I do have a gift card on my list.
Okay.
And it's a gift card to a clothing line called Heroes Within.
Oh.
This company makes fantastic, not like shirts and pants, but like jackets. Not just everyday wear jackets, but like suit jackets, blazers. Jackets you can wear outside, hoodies, those sorts of things. All designed around comic book heroes, both DC and Marvel. They have I've been eyeing this for years. It's a Batman pea coat. It's all black, but on the back of it, the stitching where the shoulders and stuff meet the body is in the shape of a bat. It's subtle, but it's awesome. On the inside, when you open it up, it's got a silk bat on the inside of the back. They've got another Batman everyday coat that's yellow on the inside. It's got pockets out the ass, as you would if you were Batman.
Makes sense to me.
They've got a really kick-ass Wonder Woman denim jacket with the logo, the Wonder Woman logo stitched in on the back. They've got a Superman suit blazer. The Avengers movie, when Endgame and stuff like that came out, they started coming out with Marvel type stuff. So just search for Hero Within and just look at their line of stuff. It's all amazing. It's a little pricey, I'm not going to lie, but it is absolutely amazing.
Nice.
One year at San Diego Comic-Con, they got, you know, the free bags you get at Comic-Con?
Yeah, the swag, canvas, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. They took a bunch of those from previous years, stitched them into a jacket, and had various celebrities sign them, and they gave it away at Comic-Con, and Geek Cave listener Jordan Hoopert won it.
Nice.
Yeah. So
nice.
Yeah. So they're really cool clothes. You know, keep that in mind. If you have a comic book lover in your life and you know they really like Batman or Superman or whatever, get them this because they probably don't own something like this.
That's awesome. And by the way, we will have links to many of the products that we are talking about in this episode on our post at geekcavepodcast.com. So you can, of course, just check them out there if for whatever reason you have difficulty finding them online.
So the next thing on my list, and I think it's also on Chad's list, but we can, you know, kind of double up. The Funko Pop vinyl figures.
Okay.
Those are, they don't always translate well, but they're awesome. I've got a Adam West Batman one on my desk at work. They're, what would you say, 6 inches tall? Something like that.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
They're not six inches tall.
They're not very big.
They're desk decorations.
They're desk decorations. Yeah. They've got slightly oversized heads, kind of squarish. But the Funko company has made them for almost literally everything. In not just comic books, but movies, music, video games. They're out there. There's 20 different Batmans out there, you know, 16 different Supermans. You know, Spider-Man's, Captain, you know, everything. They're all out there. So if you have a comic book fan in your life and you know they really like a specific hero or type of hero, get them one of those. Because if they're not displayed in their house, they probably don't have them. So, and the last thing on my gift guide for comic books is a display box, a comic book display box, like a long box, which I will not be doing this month because I'm taking a few weeks off. But you can buy ones that aren't just white boxes. They have nice designs on them. I've seen some that are wood. They've been laser cut and you can assemble them. Mm-hmm. They're sturdy. They're decorative looking and they hold your comic books nicely. So if you got somebody in your life who's just storing them off to the side in a closet or whatever, get them a couple of these so they can pull them out and display them and have them easier to grab. So that's all I've got for gifts. What about you guys?
Nice. Chad, what you got?
I have... Specifically, I would like to recommend the Rolled and Told bound volumes.
Hey, yeah.
So Rolled and Told was a monthly comic for a year that was Dungeons and Dragons based, and each issue had a couple of adventures to run. It had a little kind of a mini comic, you know, we're talking like 2-page comic setup for one of the adventures, and usually an article or two about how to run the game. And so, but it was one of those things you had to get from your local comic shop. So it's just, there's two volumes out now. They're both available, you know, on Amazon, what have you, here and there and yonder. So yeah, that's kind of what I would lean into.
Cool.
If you like D&D and if you like comic books, you're probably going to like D&D.
It's a fair chance, yeah.
World building, collaborative storytelling, imaginative, you know, artwork and so forth. It just seems to fit.
Yeah, it does. Yeah. Darren, what you got?
Nice. Well, kind of in the same vein of a long box, but I'm thinking more for those of us who have graphic novels. You might want to look into, I found this just kind of trolling around. This is from Hallmark, of all people. They have a Star Wars Yoda metal bookend. And it's just a little bookend of Yoda with its cane, kind of holding his little claw up to use the force to hold your books seemingly in midair. The way the bookend is angled, it looks like they're just actually floating there. So, and the good news is this is something that would actually make for a great stocking stuffer because you can find this around $20 most places. I don't know if I'm trying to show you guys what it looks like.
Oh, yeah, nice.
Yeah, so I don't know. I thought it was kind of cool, and it's something that, you know, get them a long box for their singles. Maybe get them something a little sci-fi-ish. There's also a nice Superman bookend I saw with him seemingly punching through your stack of books, and on the other end, his fist is coming out and connecting with Darkseid's face.
So it's Superman meets Mr. Fantastic.
Sure, yeah. Yeah.
Right.
I stayed away from the gift cards because, you know.
It's a good call.
Gifts.
All right, so I think that's all for the comics.
All right, well, hey, let's go ahead and do a giveaway then. If you follow us on social media, specifically our Facebook page, we put a post out asking what you wanted to receive for the holidays. And A, because we were curious, but B, we had other intentions as well, so we could get entries in our giveaway. So congratulations to Anthony Balzer. You will be receiving a $25 Comixology gift card.
Cool.
Yeah. Gaming!
There you go. Now he's excited.
Master of the transition. Hey, you know, I got a lot going on. I've read X-Force lately, okay? I still don't know what's going on with the X-Men books right now. It's really... it's one of those things where it's good, but it's weird.
Hey. Hey, you had your chance. Now we're on gaming.
That's fair. That's fair. Real brief, The Outer Worlds is fantastic. Pick it up. It's available on pretty much everything. It'll be available on Switch early next year. So if you get someone a Switch for Christmas, maybe save some money aside so they can get this as well. And finally, you know, you guys seem to me like the kind of people who enjoy the finer things in life.
Occasionally.
Yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah. So, I like put gravy on my biscuits.
I love tab soda.
So when thinking about the finer things in life, one thing that is synonymous is not wasting money. Just go with me on this.
I'm listening.
Who wants to waste $60 on a video game that may or may not be good? Sure, people online say it's good. People online also like Baby Shark. So here's what you do instead.
Do.
4 billion views. By the way, that stupid video has 4 billion views.
That song is a treasure and you shut your mouth.
Okay, fine. Agree to disagree. But one thing that we can all agree on is that Gamefly has
beat
a...
Beat your ass.
Gamefly has a spectacular service that helps you avoid wasting money. For as little as 58 cents a day, you too can help one of these starving video games. Nope, sorry, I got those confused. For 58 cents a day...
Depending on the game.
You can try out a game for as long as you like and then send it back when you're done. And sometimes that's going to be a day turnaround because sometimes the game's going to suck. Speaking of which, hey, it's time for my pile of shame review. Blood and Truth for the PSVR. I hated it.
Hmm.
Yeah, it's...
Hey, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
I was watching our channel on YouTube.
Yeah.
And you did Star Wars.
I did, but I had no mic on for most of it.
Yeah, I get that.
Yeah.
Did you get that from Gamefly, or did you
That one I just bought outright.
That one you bought outright?
Yeah.
So
it is available for your Gamefly, Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order.
So I didn't watch all of it and kind of skipped through. How much of that game is actually cutscene?
Well, there's
no joke. I went to like three random parts of the video because the opening took a fair bit, and all 3 points were cutscene.
It does open up quite a bit once you get out of the first hour or so. Let me just say,
exposition.
I believe you. What I've read about this, I absolutely want to play this game, and watching finally
it's fantastic
gameplay.
Yeah,
I really want to play it. But at the same time that I really want to play it, I'm just like, okay, did the guy who did the Metal Gear games,
make this? It wasn't Kojima, no.
Was it the people who did the, that's on my list, so be gentle.
No. Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order is really good. And it's also available through Gamefly. You can sign up for a free trial, geekcavepodcast.com. Click on the Gamefly link as my camera slowly sinks. There we go. All right, so I've got a couple gift suggestions for the gamer in your life.
Do you really?
Oh, boy, howdy do I. It's almost like we planned for this. So you ever just go to the kitchen, you look at the refrigerator, and you think, God, that's bland. That's so plain. I hate it. Well, me neither.
Yeah, I have, certainly.
Yeah. Yeah, well, see,
and
here's
then
what
I
you
add
do.
Salt.
No, you pick up what's called a freezer boy.
A freezer boy.
Yeah, this is a giant whiteboard with a couple of magnets. When you arrange it, it basically looks like a Game Boy. You can basically make your refrigerator look like a Game Boy.
Well, thank
and,
God, because for a second I thought you were going to say you put a dog in the fridge, and I was going to be very upset with you.
No, God, no. No.
No, only women go in fridges.
Don't do that to
don't
me
do
while I'm
that.
Drinking.
That's a comic book reference, folks. We don't actually endorse putting women in fridges. In fact, if you listen to previous comic book game episodes, which, why wouldn't you? You would know we were very much against that.
Womeninfridges.com, by the way.
Don't.
No. It's a feminist website that talks about how all these things are portrayed, why they're done the way they're done.
Okay,
mostly against it.
Yeah, okay, do.
So anyway, get a freezer boy for people who want to spice up the kitchen a little bit, get some gaming decorations.
Spice the kitchen?
Spice up your refrigerator with Tetris. I actually love it. The problem is that my refrigerator freezer is upside down, so the freezer's on the bottom. So it always looked like I'm like, you remember when you laid on your bed and you laid your head over the edge of the bed and played the Game Boy upside down? It would look like I was doing that all the time.
Let's see, what else? Also, you could check out Nintendo Labo. This is something that Nintendo seems to not really be supporting all that much anymore. In fact, I got a pretty good deal on the robot kit at Walmart. Normally it was like $70. I got it for $20. So yeah, just kind of keep an eye out. But we
my
like
son
to,
loves that, by the way.
Oh, good. We like to harp on these because they teach STEM skills. They teach you about engineering a little bit. They teach you about construction and programming. They're really neat. But the Nintendo Labo VR kit is really what I'm kind of recommending, because this thing is just cardboard. But once you insert your Nintendo Switch in handheld mode into it, it's a VR. You basically give your Nintendo Switch VR capabilities. And
didn't they do that once before?
You mean like Google Cardboard?
No, like
oh,
does
no.
Does it change all the colors to red?
No, we don't talk about that. No,
you don't talk about it.
The Virtual Boy was amazing.
Anyway,
I couldn't see for 3 weeks after I played it. But
games that are supported by the Labo VR include Super Smash Bros., Super Mario Odyssey, and Breath of the Wild.
And Untitled Goose Game. Now,
oh,
yeah.
My God.
Now
yes.
A first person.
Yes.
Now a first person irritant.
Oh, yes. Please make that happen, Nintendo.
So those suggestions are kind of on the cheaper end. So I decided to save the most expensive for last. Everybody, well, most of our listeners anyway, remember what it was like to go to the arcade.
Yeah.
Yes.
And that whimsy, that wonder. Well, there's a company called Arcade 1-Up. We've talked about them in the past where you can kind of bring that into your home. I've got two Arcade 1-Up cabinets in my home because I have a problem.
He has disposable income.
I do have disposable income, but they've got a great lineup. And
he has no children.
He has a really big cat, though.
True. But I guess the cat does take special food.
Yeah.
Carry on.
They have some special sales on these cabinets. Pac-Man, Galaga, Rampage, Final Fight, Street Fighter, all are going for about half price than what they launched with. They launched at $300. So about $150, you can have an arcade cabinet in your home with multiple games on it. I've got the Ninja Turtles one and the Pac-Man one. Absolutely love them. Well worth your time.
Cool.
All right. Do you jackholes have anything?
Go ahead, Justin.
Why, yes. Yes, I do. A lot of the gift stuff has kind of been Nintendo related, but that's the stuff that's most marketable. And so my gift suggestion is if you've got a Zelda fan in your life, there is a Legend of Zelda collector's puzzle. It is basically like a very ancient-looking map of Hyrule. You put it together, you frame it. It runs for about $12 on Amazon. Looks nice. Really cool.
The map of Hyrule. Kind of like the... not all that dissimilar from like some of those puzzle maps of like Middle Earth or Westeros that you can
exactly
get,
you know? Yeah, it's just
these are not meant to be put together, taken apart, put together, taken apart. These are meant to be put together, mounted.
Yes, exactly. This
very
is,
cool.
This ain't no child's puzzle. I don't know how many pieces it is, but it looks really good. Oh, 550 pieces.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah,
that's a cool idea.
Yeah. It was either that or a gooseneck mount for your Nintendo Switch. So you could mount the thing to the bed and you can lay there and play and just, you know, not have to keep looking down. You know, just kind of there in front of you.
Fix your neck.
Fix your neck, yeah.
You go in for surgery. You know it's only going to be a local, so you just clip that to the surgical bed.
Yeah. Yep. Honk.
Honk. So, we'll get to my gift, first off, I'd like to say, guys, we totally rocked Extra Life.
Yes, we did.
Yes, we did.
Oh, my gosh.
You know, that was just last month.
Yeah.
We nailed it. I think our total now sits at like $2,500 for the team.
$2,505.
Just over. Awesome.
And it's all thanks to you listeners. We appreciate it very much.
It's going to make next year hard to beat.
Yeah. Which one of us is going to do the striptease?
I don't know.
Not it.
Damn. Justin's on it.
All right, folks. So here's how this works. You pay me not to strip. And if we beat the goal we had this year, If we beat the amount we got this year, next year, I will keep my clothes on.
I'd just like to go ahead right now and say thank you to CMN Hospitals, and we're sorry.
Yeah, I was just about to say that's a really bad way to raise money for children.
Whew. But
I'm not asking them to do it, so...
I suppose that's true, too. So as to the gift suggestion, though... I've had D&D on my mind a lot lately.
Uh-huh.
We've started playing as a group.
Yes.
And been watching a lot of stuff on YouTube and so forth. And so the more I dig into it, the more I start realizing this is really, it's a really fun activity for all types of folks. It's collaborative storytelling. It's fun. You gather around a table, you look at each other, and get to have kind of this evening together, or afternoon, or all day, or whenever you can schedule. So I'm recommending the 5e starter set, the D&D starter set, which is like $20 that you can get at, you know, Target, Walmart, Amazon, you know, what have you. Your local comic shop will have it as well. But it comes with Like, it comes with the book that'll get your character through, like, the first five levels.
Uh-huh.
It comes with an adventure, The Lost Mines of Phandelver, which is a really good adventure. It comes with dice, and it comes with character sheets. It comes with pre-made characters if you don't want to go and make your own.
Nice.
And so, in terms of a... In terms of something that can kind of get you off the ground, and that one starter set is going to be good for, like, five people.
Nice.
You know, so it's like... One starter set, like you've got a family that has a bunch of kids or something, or just a family that likes family game night and is looking to shake things up. One box for the family. Everybody's got a character. Everybody's got, you know, got the capabilities and so forth. You have to share dice, but...
Dice are relatively inexpensive compared to...
You know, dice are $7 for a set. So,
yeah.
Or 12 if you get fancy dice.
Yeah.
Or if you're going to go with the Sapphire dice for the 50th anniversary dice, then they're like $311. But they all have an actual Sapphire in each.
Wow.
In each die, there's at least one Sapphire.
Okay.
So I guess if you want to go expensive for your Dungeons and Dragons, or if you really want to just sweet talk and bribe your dungeon master.
If you have a dungeon daddy in your life, and you...
shouldn't the dungeon daddy be giving you these things?
Depends on how well you play,
I suppose. So, all right.
So that's gaming.
That's that.
Yep. On to movies. Oh, wait. Giveaway.
Giveaway.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. So we had some issues getting Gamefly gift certificates issued during Extra Life. We seem to have that fixed now. So I'm going to say a tentative Gamefly gift certificate is going to Cameron Boatwrights, who also responded to us on social media. She's hoping to get a new monitor for her PC. So if one of her friends is listening or her family's listening, maybe kind of help her out with that. But... at least a Gamefly gift card. If not, it'll be a GameStop gift card. Either way, it's something gaming related, and it's on its way to you.
Yay!
Whoop, whoop. Now movies.
Yeah. Now movies. So in terms of news, it's the gift guide. So I didn't really look up stuff, but stuff that I can talk about is that we're like 9 months out from Bill and Ted 3, Face the Music. So a new trailer or a teaser image that's just in like 80s style neon and font. It just says 69 dudes. And so they said strange things are afoot 9 months out.
Nice.
So
I dig it.
So either that or they're expecting a baby. I don't know. Otherwise, John Turturro is apparently going to be... boss Carmine Falcone in the Batman movie that's coming.
Yay.
I don't know.
Question mark?
I don't know anything about it. I actually haven't looked up much about the Batman.
I haven't either.
How many people are they fitting into this film? There's
lots. Penguin's been cast.
Penguin, Riddler, Catwoman, Carmine Falcone.
I think they've...
Gordon.
Did they get Batman yet?
Yeah.
Edward Cullen, that's it.
Yeah.
They got Edward.
No, it was, oh gosh, what was his name from Harry Potter? Diggory. They got Diggory.
Yeah, the same guy.
No, I'm forget Edward Cullen. It's Cedric Diggory, okay?
Okay. Whatever pleases you.
Edward Cullen didn't happen.
But it did. It did.
That was an hour and a half of my life I can't get back. It happened.
Line.
Oh, God, that's right. I've watched it twice. Oh, God.
So, movie review. Watched Ernest Saves Christmas. See it. It's a classic. It's like the third best Ernest movie. So, go for
it. What are the first two?
Scared Stupid and Goes to Camp.
All right.
And then after that is... Ernest
goes to jail
and
the Christmas film, I will say, probably has one of the best Santa Clauses.
Oh, certainly. Certainly. I don't dispute that. And just kind of objectively speaking, in terms of camera work, scene setting, script, etc., Scared Stupid is just the best. Goes to Camp is just my favorite.
All right.
And then the other two. But Ernest Saves Christmas, it's a no-brainer. Go watch it. It's amazing.
Know what I mean?
Be like me, Vern. So, but for what you're here for, the gifts.
Hey,
Darren?
Real quick, can we talk about Disney Plus briefly?
Sure.
I suppose if you want.
Yeah.
Did you get it hacked?
No, I did not get hacked. I did see that a lot of people did.
Yeah. Turns out, if you use the same username and password on all your streaming services, securely, you're not doing well.
No.
But The Mandalorian is great. The interface is decent. But launch was marred with a bit of problems. Some things that are listed that just aren't available on the service yet, although that's not a glitch. That's just something they're doing. They've got a number of Marvel movies, for example, that are still tied up with Netflix. So you can see the thumbnail for, say, Ant-Man and the Wasp. You just can't watch it on Disney Plus.
Huh.
It seems a bit odd, but okay, whatever. Some things are missing, like the entire Aladdin animated series.
That is also a feature.
Yeah. Okay. Fair. other movies, some movies are missing. Obviously, I don't think anyone expected Song of the South to be there.
Probably not.
We did dare them to do it, but I guess
they
didn't listen to us in that regard. But overall, I mean, especially if you get the bundle that pairs it with Hulu and ESPN Plus, that's a pretty good deal, and $7 a month is not going to break the bank by any means. I don't like the fact that we have yet another streaming service. You were supposed to destroy cable, not become them, but here we are.
Oh, this is worse than cable.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
This is cable. You paid for stuff you didn't use or didn't want. This isn't a channel that you're buying, though.
Yeah.
This is a service. See, what made Netflix work was that it was all the channels that you wanted.
Yep.
Yeah, and now Netflix barely has anything I want because everything is now tied up with someone else.
Yeah, it is going to become... Ultimately, the streaming services are going to become their own stations.
Yeah.
Netflix has started moving that direction years ago.
Netflix is teaming up with Nickelodeon.
Yeah, I heard that.
So
well, that has some possibility.
Oh yeah,
if they'd team up with like old MTV, that would also be kind of cool.
Yeah,
just MTV used to have those shows and so forth.
Oh yeah,
or even just imagine being able to get music videos again.
Huh?
Wait, what are those?
Yeah, a relic of a bygone age. They're like lightsabers.
Oh yes, yes,
Justin,
yes.
Gangnam Style. No, Baby Shark. Baby Shark is a music video. There you go. Sorry for derailing us. Back to gifts.
That's fine. Okay. So, in terms of gift guide stuff, Darren, do you have a gift suggestion?
Yeah. I didn't want to recommend like a movie per se, and we are giving away a Fandango gift card at the end of the segment. But instead, I decided to recommend something that would allow you to have a snack while you watch a movie. Not just popcorn. You ever see a film and one of the main characters is eating something and it looks amazing, but you have no idea how you would prepare that?
Yeah.
I think I saw that in a porno once.
Yeah, fair enough. Fair enough. Well, Justin, this...
I'm sorry. The look on Chad's face was priceless.
Now, you ever have a joke that you know you can't say?
Yeah.
Yep, that happened. Carry on.
Well, step one, as far as Justin goes, order a pizza. Step two, cut a hole in the box. But anyway,
what's step three, Darren?
Oh, you'll
stick
find
your
out.
Junk in the box.
Step three. Now I'm saying step three. Now, my suggestion is a cookbook called Eat What You Watch. It's a cookbook for movie lovers. It has a whole bunch of recipes entirely based
on foods you've seen in classic films, such as Charlie Chaplin's dancing dinner rolls from The Gold Rush, the deli fare, the I'll have what she's having from When Harry Met Sally, birthday cake from 16 Candles, that kind of thing. Complete recipes so you can recreate some of your favorite snacks or meals that you've seen in some of your favorite films.
Who's compiled that?
Andrew Ray.
Andrew Ray. Okay.
R-E-A.
There's a YouTube channel called Binging with Babish.
Okay.
And he started his channel by doing stuff like that, taking some kind of food from a show and trying to recreate it.
Nice. Well, consider this the analog version.
I like it.
Yeah,
I really like the idea. That's
$17
cool.
On Amazon. We'll have a link to it at dtfpodcast.com as well, just like we will for most of these items we're talking about.
All right. Justin?
So what I kind of went with was like wall decoration.
Yeah.
Specifically, and I've seen these for books and stuff, but it's basically like a giant scratch-off poster.
Also sniff?
Depends on the movie, maybe. But basically, it's a giant poster that has like top 100 movies or whatever, and they're all got like this gold mm-hmm. scratch-off stuff on covering the picture and the name of the movie underneath, and when you watch it, you scratch it off.
For people who really love scratch-off lottery tickets.
Yes.
But want to feel like a winner every time.
Yes. And, you know, I'm sure several different people make these. They can range from like $15 to $20 on Amazon. The movies may vary depending on the poster, so just keep an eye out on that. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's just something fun. You can put it on the wall, scratch it off when you watch it.
I like it.
Yeah.
It's simple. It's elegant. At the end,
you've still got art.
You've still got a decoration. You've still got art. So I got three, and again, in kind of three tiers. So I'm going to start you off with a ticket stub diary. This is something that you might want to consider more for if you've got kids, you know, kind of thing. And, you know, as a parent, it seems that most parents want to preserve the first of each thing, you know. But imagine being able to just save the tickets or the ticket stub. And this is a diary. It has little plastic sleeves in it.
Nice.
You set the ticket into it once you do it. And it doesn't have to be just for movies. I mean, you could do it for Broadway shows. For my child, we've kept the shows that she's gone to. Granted, that's one, but that's still...
Still, yeah.
You know, as we go, you know, she's seen Beauty and the Beast. So if we go and see Paw Patrol on Broadway, you know, we'll probably keep that one too. And it becomes a record of what you've done, what you've seen. So, which I like. I think that's neat. The second tier thing, I don't know if either of you guys, if you like the wall-to-wall mart or you browse through it or whatnot, but around this time of year, the TV series and like movie anthologies and mm-hmm. franchises go ridiculously cheap and so accessible.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to gift somebody the entirety of the original Ninja Turtles collection, you don't have to buy it in the van if space is limited. Now there's a boxed version that has all the same discs, but now in a box that fits on a shelf.
That's awesome.
Same goes for South Park, The Bionic Woman, you know, Simpsons is still, you know, getting these things, but also sets that are just complete series, that 70s show, Redford and Sons, so on and so forth.
Who?
I don't remember it.
Sanford and Sons.
Why would I? Because it was Red Fox.
Yeah.
So that's
I'm
why.
I'm coming, Elizabeth.
So.
Robert Redford and Sons.
Yes. That's a whole different show.
Yeah.
So if you're looking to spend more than like the 10, 15 bucks, but not into the stupid money that we'll get to here in a second, look at those. You know, pay attention. Know that you've been paying attention, but the complete Thundercats series is now like $35, you know, for the whole thing.
Nice.
You know, all. And so I'm recommending that direction. And yes, I know that a lot of this stuff is streaming, but things go off of streaming and things come back on to streaming. And
or they go to a different streaming site that you don't have an account for and don't want to pay, you know.
Or they adjust the aspect ratio and ruin jokes.
Well, and there's just something about owning it.
Yeah.
Something about having that little disc in your grubby paws.
Or they, you know, edit certain parts of the show.
Yeah.
Going back to Disney Plus, there's a show called Gravity Falls.
Uh-huh.
I love that show. Absolutely love the show. There's a character named Grunkle Stan. He wears a fez. It's got like a little fishy icon eating a Pac-Man. You know, it's innocuous. It doesn't mean anything.
Mm-hmm.
They edited it out of the Disney Plus streaming version.
Okay.
It's just not there. But it's still on the home movie version. You know, I've got the complete set at home. It's still there.
Okay.
It's a Disney show. It aired that way on their channel. All right, I'm done.
All right. and for the ridiculous among you, and you know who you are.
Hi.
We love Batman here.
Yes.
All of us.
Yeah.
And
some of us carnally, but I'm not pointing fingers.
And the 1989 version of Batman is kind of, it was really our Batman, like for us. That was the first time we really saw Batman in a way that was like, oh, wow.
Yeah.
Lego has made that Batmobile. And it's $300, but it's also like nearly 2.5 feet long. and so if you're looking for the ridiculous, look no further than the Lego 1989 Batmobile, available online on Thanksgiving Day, and first come first serve at certain retailers. So apparently they want to make this a limited series.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now I'm going to throw one more out.
All right.
Just because as long as we're talking Legos and ridiculous,
yeah,
there are two more. Legos that are ridiculous. One is a Star Destroyer that is also $300.
Okay.
The other one's the Millennium Falcon.
Yeah.
$800.
Holy.
It is a 3-foot diameter circle.
Does Harrison Ford come to help you put it together?
I have no idea. But just look up the box to this thing and marvel at it. I mean, it is just... There are all kinds of Millennium... I mean, you can get a Millennium Falcon Lego for, you know, $70 or $80.
Yeah, I mean, they've been out forever.
Wow. But
this thing is crazy.
Just yeah.
Absolutely, magnificently nuts.
Yeah, I think I saw it in the people who owned my house before me got a Lego catalog mailed every month, so I've seen it. It's ridiculous. Yeah. Well, Justin zooms in on that. Congratulations to Ezequiel de Oliveira. He has won a Fandango gift card because this is the movie segment, and it is the Geek Gift Guide. Congratulations, Ezequiel. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays! Whew!
What they said. I'm still marveling at the Millennium Falcon.
Merry Christmas, Happy Hanukkah, Happy Kwanzaa, Joyous Festivus, have a saucy spaghetti monster day, whatever you celebrate.
Hey, before we go, just as a PSA, in this day and age, a lot of toys are going online, wireless, stuff like that.
Yeah.
Check the security features.
Yes.
Just do that because, yeah, little Timmy's blocks, they're blocks, but, you know... If it comes with a security feature pamphlet, read it.
Yeah. Please.
Yes, that's all we're saying. Just take the extra time. Make sure stuff's not going to go wrong. Get hacked. That your information's your child's information isn't being stored somewhere off-site. Just use common sense.
Do parenting things.
Yeah. Hey, I'm a parent. I get it. It sucks sometimes having to jump through these extra hoops, but come on. Don't be a dick.
Yep.
And really, that's the message of the holidays in general. Don't be a dick.
It's true.
I dig it. Yep. I don't have a clever, witty way out. I would say for, thank you again to our sponsors.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Shirtosaurus, GameStop, GameFly.
Thank you again to all the donors for Extra Life. We
absolutely
truly appreciate all of you. And thank you to, even if you couldn't donate, but you helped spread the message, thank you.
Yeah.
Everything that you guys did helped us help the kids.
That's right. And for Kent, Darren, Justin, and myself, thanks for listening. We'll see you in the next year. And remember, everyone's a geek for something.